This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites? Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps to the top of search results, reaching the candidates you need. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Speed up your hiring today with a £100 sponsored job credit at indeed.com/SPANUK. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ocado, you'll save 25% on your first shop and get free delivery. Which means if you were to buy a four-cheese pizza, you'd basically be getting one of the cheeses for free. Save and splurge at Ocado, the online supermarket. Geographical and other restrictions. Minimum spend £60 and charges apply. New customers only. Maximum saving £20 terms at ocado.com.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus! No, for gay Jesus, people!
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted. I'm here with Bill Dawes. We're waiting for everyone else to join us. But we do have Don Fry's picture, at least, on my shirt. I'm not even getting money for this, but T Public, you can get any shirt for like $15.
Where?
It's called tpublic.com. You just type in whoever your favorite fighter is. It could be as random as possible, or your favorite band or whatever. And then like some artists will make it.
They make it, or they find an old one, or they make
it? No, they make it. Some guy will like make it for you.
And,
like,
oh, wow.
The only problem is I don't think Fry is getting any of this money, but he probably sold the image a long time ago. Anyway, I'll ask him about it, because he's like, I don't know, I'm not making any money, but it's good publicity, you know? And by the way, they're not paying me for this. I'm just telling you how people like a lot of them only.
T Public doesn't have millions of advertising dollars. No,
dude. But the only problem is that like a lot of times the shirt will last like one, you know, three wears and then it's done. You know, like as soon as you wash it, it's like it's kind of done.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys are doing well. I got some crazy news. I can't share it with you guys, so why am I talking about it? But after it's all done, I will share it with everybody.
I'm assuming it's good news.
Yeah. So it's always, if I can't share it, it's usually good news.
It's terrible news. That's the first thing you do is share it.
Or I gave somebody airplane tickets and they ripped me off. Which is now going to like, anyway. So, by the way, my daughter the other day, so we were like playing something, like we were doing like, you know, we always play dolls, and like playing dolls with your daughter, it becomes like a 9-hour improv game, because like, because the doll just can't end. You have to have like, you know, the two dolls, and it has to be like a game somehow of like, I order room service, room 102, and then whatever it is, you just keep going it. It's almost like an improv. It's always like, yes, they teach you yes and, because
yes,
as soon as you say no to the scene's over, you know. Yeah. So if you're playing for 6 hours, it's just one thing after another. But we were playing, and I was like, you know, she was getting me food, and we were playing restaurant or something, and I was like, compliments to the chef, right? So cut to, we went to a kid's birthday party on Sunday, and we ordered ice cream, and my daughter tells the lady, I gave her $2 to like tip the person, and she gives the person $2, and she goes, compliments to the chef, from my little 7-year-old, which I thought that was pretty cool that my daughter did that.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah. I was pretty happy.
By the way, I took your advice, and I bought dolls on the road.
Oh yeah, did it work?
Which is creepy when you're a grown man in the Midwest buying like little Ken dolls. I bought Ken dolls.
Did it work?
Yeah, it was great. We got to play on FaceTime for an hour with the Ken dolls, and she was so sweet. I was like, "Look who's here! Hey, what's up? It's Ken." And then she loved it. Yeah, so thank you.
That's the thing. It's like, well, you know, a lot of times I would talk to my daughter on FaceTime, and she would get super sad because I'm away. You know, especially if I was, you know, in another country. So I figured out that like it's easier if you have a doll, because she can play with the doll, and that way it's a game, and then it's
100%.
You know, I just hope now that when she's older, she's not into some kind of like she's a furry or something, you know, like, but I'm like raising, or there's like a now she's into like thruples or something, you know, I'm kind of training her for that. But yeah, it's a lot easier, especially if like we're talking and all of a sudden the doll just like pops in and they're like, oh, I see somebody. I'm like, oh, what, who, where? And I look,
oh, it's the best. It's the best. I was like, you should write a parenting book. Cause that's literally one of the best parenting hacks I've heard in the past year. It's
yeah.
Just, yeah. Bring a doll on the road.
Bring a doll on the road, you know, buy a doll on the road. And, yeah, meanwhile, so like my daughter, like she tried out for like the play and you know, didn't get the part she wanted. So she was kind of crushed. And I'm in the bottom of a cruise ship, you know, so I'm like dealing with my wife and we're going back and forth. And then my wife says, you know, it's been a rough day. I'm going to take her to Disney tomorrow. And I'm like, no. To like, it was like a school day to like get
yeah.
over it. I'm to get over it. I'm like, no, you can't take her to. She's like, no, that's what ChatGPT told me. I'm like, listen. Do not. We
You're
have
being
to,
replaced, Adam. You're being replaced.
I'm like, we have to teach our kid to like push through things, you know, especially when things get bad. You don't. Plus, we don't want to reward that. Or so bomb everything, and just to go to Disney the next day. You know, you don't want to. And I'm like, no, we're do not take her. I know it's rough, but for no, we're like so. Then like my ChatGPT said, no, don't take her to Disney. So then, at least to a fight, like I'm like, my wife's the best mom you've ever seen. Like,
no,
like a mom, super mom. So don't, I don't want to get emails saying your wife needs. I don't need it. I'm just sharing this because it leads to a funny story. So I'm talking to my wife, and she's like, you know, you're not there, and blah blah blah, and I can't do this. So then I typed into my ChatGPT. My wife says, I'm not there. You know, what do I say? And then it gives you like, well, here's a problem. Here's what you should do. Say, you know, here's what you should. So I just copied and pasted it. But like, and it was pretty obvious. So, cause then all of a sudden she's like, stop using ChatGPT. You know, she's like, have your chat talk to
but
my
that's,
chat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your chat talk to your chat.
So then I go, I'm not talking to ChatGPT. And then I just, it was so obvious. I go, listen, you know, I remember the first time that we shared memory, like because it said in quotes shared memory, and I just left in the shared memory part. Like I didn't even put the memory, I put shared memory.
And she was like,
she's like, yeah, there is no shared memory because we don't have any. That's why there's no, it couldn't think of a memory. Oh, dude, fucking. This is like, I mean, I guess these are 2025.
Yeah, exactly.
The problems.
I mean, everything that she wrote to you was copy pasted from her ChatGPT too.
Dude, like literally, like stuff with the teacher. Like, if we have a problem with my daughter's teacher, my wife will just go on ChatGPT and write the most perfect fucking like letter. But then the teacher will write back her ChatGPT response. Like, I don't think anybody, I don't think anybody right now is actually talking to anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Without using this.
If you have a professional email, and by the way, there's the science you can always tell that's ChatGPT is they ChatGPT love dashes. They love dashes.
Yeah.
Like da-da-da, dash, blah, 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 blah.
Dude,
I don't use dashes at all, but ChatGPT, whenever someone sends me something with dashes, I'm like, motherfucker, that's ChatGPT.
Remember the good old days when you had to cheat off an Asian kid? Like, remember how, like, you had to find an Asian kid in class, go yeah. there, or remember you, like, when I used to cheat, which, you know, I look it back, I don't recommend this. I'm not promoting cheating. But I remember it was a fucking, like, I'd be in class and I'd have to stand up, pretend to ask the teacher a question.
Yeah.
Go to the desk, come back and glance at anyone's test.
You know, yeah, there was an art form to it.
Yeah, there was an art form to it. Like, you couldn't, like, why? I don't even understand. Like, people are like, well, college is just not. I'm like, yeah. No, back in the day when you had to go to the library to look for shit, that took a lot of effort, the library.
Yeah. Remember the Dewey Decimal System? Holy Dude, fucking shit.
I mean, now with Google, I could see why you don't need college because everything is right there. Literally everything is right there.
I love the idea of like, oh man, back in when I was your age, the way we cheated, we had to go look at an Asian. You young kids, your ChatGPT.
Dude, I'm not kidding. It used to be like the stereotype when I went to SUNY Binghamton. Really though, like literally the Asian kids would be
100% of the time.
And they'd have recorders. They'd be recording the whole thing. Like you were fought. You like they used to drain on a curb. I don't think they still have a curb anymore. They have curves. Back in my day, they had a curve where like the whole class basically, which is basically socialism, but you know, everyone gets a grade and then they average it. Like, so the class, so like, then that was what you had to pass. So Asian, so like if everyone got like a 90 or so, like if kids got like a 90, an 80, a 70, a 60, they would, the average would be what you have to get to pass. And then that would be it. So 72 would be passing or whatever it was. And Asian kids would fuck up the curve so bad because they would all get A's, A pluses, hundreds. And then you'd be like, fuck, so now the average. But if there were no Asian kids in your class, you had a chance of doing well in that class.
Which
is also why DEI didn't work, because they just stopped letting Asian kids. It wasn't about white people anymore, like, because Asian people got lumped into like, we're not admitting.
Yeah, they did. They did better than the white people. And
well, they weren't admitting any Asian kids to. They had a cap on it, and you can't. You shouldn't have a cap on any type of.
Of course, they sued Harvard and they won.
Of course, yeah, of course.
But apparently, Harvard's still like doing the same thing. They're like, okay, you won, but they still like. You can't prove that they're not letting in the Asian. You know what I mean? You can still be like, all right, let's take the black guy over the Asian kid. And you can say, well, no, it's because of the extra trick. They can, you know, make up reasons.
Yeah, no, it's pretty insane. I mean, it's all fucked up. But what are we talking about? Sports. Talk about sports.
Right. Oh, yeah. This is an MMA podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah. So the people that are still here, I don't know where. John said he was coming. Mayhem said he was coming. Don's gonna call me in 2 hours and be like, "Yeah, what time do we start, poor brother?" man, Don Fry is such a living legend. You know. Hey, dude, a Great Pyrenees is the greatest dog ever. But holy shit, they bark at everything. It's a nocturnal dog.
So all night it just barks.
Anything. Any wind or like a fart, a sound, it's ridiculous. All right, so the fight. So first of all, I hate to say it, but I like the fact when they spread out the fights now, because people were looking forward to the fights. It was a thing of like, oh shit, the fights are on. You know, like when you do it every single week, it sort of took the, you're like, oh, another fight.
Yeah, nothing's an event.
Yeah, which of course they do that, and then tomorrow, and then next week they're having the next UFC 325. They go back to back numbers. It's like, why not have a fight night in between it? There's now, another.
Do you know why they went to Paramount and what's the biggest difference in the way they shifted the model? I mean, because I feel like everything's changed now that Paramount owns it.
Well, I mean, I know that they got like the money is the big deal. I mean, they got an insane amount of money.
And there's no more pay-per-view anymore.
Yeah, which, so people were saying like that was like part of like the issue here is like people were like, well, what's up with the pay-per-view model? But even like Conor McGregor was like, no, we have a deal based on the pay-per-view model of I get a certain amount of pay-per-views, and now why am I not getting this? And then, you know, Dana and them are like, you know, and then Daniel Cormier says, well, this is actually good for the fighters because the fighters are going to get more money. To which Justin Gaethje said, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not getting $1 more than I would have if this was a pay-per-view. So, and then Gaethje, you know, the thing about when fighters, you can tell when fighters are cutting weight because all of a sudden they're honest. You can tell, like, and especially a guy like Justin Gaethje, who's pretty much honest all the time, but, you know, fat, not fat, but like a full Justin Gaethje who's not cutting weight is probably not going to give you exactly how he feels then 2 days before the fight. Because that was like all of a sudden, all this shit started coming out, what Justin Gaethje was saying. Like, he went on Cormier's TV show and was like, what are you saying? You're saying that we're making more money. We're not making more money. And Cormier is like, what are we doing? You want to do this right now? And he's like, yeah, you're making us all look bad, which was like crazy. I mean, it made for great television.
Did Dana respond to that? Because I assume some Dana would be like, fuck that guy. He's fucking, you know.
Well, what happened was somebody then asked the question at the press conference to Justin Gaethje. And Dana White and Justin was like, I'm not here to talk about fighter pay. I'm just here to talk about the fight. And then Dana was like, you could sense he was like relieved a little bit. Like, so somebody probably said, well, what he said was, this is basically Gaethje says, look, this is my last fight coming up on my contract, and I can't make a million. I don't have $1 million on all my fights together. Don't equal $1 million.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
And I should, you know, and he's right. He should, because I mean, all the entertainment that Justin Gaethje has provided people and the fights and that, I mean, how do you, I don't think you could, anyone would say, yeah, that's, you know, come on. But at the same time, so then Dana said, look, we offered him more money. They never got back to us. Right. Which is also a crazy statement, because why wouldn't you text him again, or why wouldn't your guy get twice?
Yeah.
So, and then that all of a sudden became, I know the manager of the, so basically the manager of Justin Gaethje, of Frankie Edgar, of is Ali Abdulaziz, Kayla Harrison, a lot of the guys from Dagestan. I think it was Khabib's manager. It was Islam's manager. This guy, Ali Abdulaziz. And he was like, I don't know if you know him. He's like an ex-judo guy. And a lot of people don't, very controversial guy, right? But yeah. always, that being said, always been very respectful and nice to me. But, you know, if you do a deep dive on him, there's like, he was an informant for the, it just keeps going. All right. Yeah. So him and Ariel Helwani hate each other. They have a big feud. And then Kayla Harrison and Ariel got into it last week because it just, anyway. So
what did Kayla Harrison and Ariel get into it for?
Because over him, because she was sticking up for him. Because he was mad because I guess they had Aiden Ross come to one of his practices. You know, Aiden Ross is like this big YouTube, Instagram streamer guy. Like he's a big deal in the younger generation. And Ali went up against him in jiu-jitsu and tapped him like.
Oh, I think I saw that. Yeah.
And then Ariel was like, "Why is the manager doing this? Why wouldn't you give the clout to someone else, like to one of your fighters?" And then Kayla was like, "Why don't you leave the fucking guy alone? Who cares?" It's all pretty trivial bullshit, to be honest.
Yeah. Other than Ariel at this point, like, he's almost, he knows that he's a troll. I feel like he deliberately goes, "What can I do to troll people now?"
I don't think he's a troll. I think he makes good points. But I think that, you know, all points aren't equal. So like, while there are probably a lot, like, well, the one, a point that Ariel made that I agree with is like, there's a, if you represent somebody and the UFC is saying, we reached out to you for more money, and the person never got that message, that's a big problem with the manager. I don't care what manager you is. That's, and I don't know what people are like, well, Dana was lying. I don't think Dana was lying. I don't think Dana would say that, you know? So that being said, he won the fight. Justin Gaethje won the fight. And that's the most important thing, because now he's the champion. Now,
don't you feel like it kind of exposed Paddy Pimblett? Like I was kind of on the Paddy train, but I mean, I know there was a war and they won, and like, definitely Paddy's got a chin, but like, man, I felt like he never even had a shot. He never really put Gaethje in danger.
I mean, a couple things. First of all, I hated the way he walked out doing that stupid dance, because look, you have a 5-round title fight in the biggest fight of your life. Save your energy. You're like, it's not a rave. It's not a disco. Like I guarantee you in round 5, you're going to be wishing that you had done less of those stupid things. Yeah. So that's always an issue for me, is when guys come out too crazy. I mean, Clay Guida, I think, had to say he had stopped doing that because he was basically giving away a round by sprinting out. You know, you're not the ultimate warrior. So that's number one. Number two, I think that Michael Chandler, I hate to say it, but Michael Chandler may be a lot more shot than people want to believe, because Paddy just dominated him. He was like 10-8. He killed Michael Chandler.
Yeah.
So sometimes when a guy wins like that, you start to overestimate how good he really is. And then the fight before that, and maybe I'm wrong, but I believe it was the guy he like subbed. It was what's his name? It was like a quick submission, and the guy pulled guard. It was like one of those weird Darce submissions, or was it a triangle? It was something where like he basically Bobby Green, King Green,
Oh yeah, Bobby Green.
where like Green went in for like a takedown, and it was just like an odd, quick, bad strategy by Green. So it was like, okay, so did he look too good in the Chandler one, and then the other one was a quick fight, and I don't think it was a fluke, but it was just like you really didn't see everything. Because the fight that stood out with me was like a while ago, was that fight that I thought he lost against the guy that was a big drug addict who like, oh, an ex-drug addict who like died 17 times. You know what I'm talking about? There was a guy
I
that,
don't forget his name though.
yeah, the guy that, like, did like heroin and all kinds of stuff, and I thought he won. I thought that guy beat him. So let me see, Paddy Pimblett record, right? So the Michael Chandler fight, he just dominated. But I just think that Chandler, unfortunately, is not the same Chandler that people remember
No.
from that. So yeah, so he beat Bobby Green in a weird submission quickly. Oh, it was a triangle choke in like a minute and 3 minute 22 seconds. Before that, he beat Tony Ferguson. So
And that
he
was the end of that was Tony's like last days too, you know.
Right. And then before that, it was Jared Gordon, which I thought he lost. That's the guy I'm talking about. That was like, so he beat, and then he beat Jordan Leavitt, who, striking wise before that, is he's the guy that's always giving lap dances and doing splits and
So
dancing.
do you think
So
with Patty, it's like they're trying to make fetch a thing? Like it's almost like they're trying to make fetch happen, but it's never gonna happen. Cause I kind of was starting, I was starting like the week leading up to the fight, I was kind of getting enrolled into all the Paddy Pimblett hype. I was like, maybe this guy is like gonna be bigger than Connor. Maybe he is like the next big thing. And after this, I was like, ugh, not at all.
okay, so I think it was careful matchmaking, right? Because Jared Gordon won that fight. I don't care what anybody says. Jared Gordon won that fight. Tony Ferguson is not the same Tony Ferguson. This is Tony Ferguson that was on like a 9-fight losing streak.
Yeah, of course.
Bobby Green is a very dangerous fighter, but an unpredictable fighter.
But
Keeps his
also,
hands
isn't he pretty old too? Isn't Bobby
pretty
Green pretty old?
old. Keeps his hands down. Very non-conventional. I think he came in for a shot, and then Tony, that was weird. That was a weird. Michael Chandler is not the same fighter. He outstruck him 80-11 in that fight.
Yeah,
Beat him
that's
up.
sums up with
So
him.
that being said, I think that there is a Conor McGregor hole that they're trying to fill in Europe and the European market, and they're like, this guy fits it. And I do think that they were like, okay, if he beats Justin Gaethje, that's a big name. We could go, he's the champ. And I don't think they were factoring in Gaethje looked good, looked sloppy, and he still, I think, almost he got rocked a couple times. A
Yeah,
couple
I guess he did it a couple times, yeah.
during that fight, I'm like, oh no, he's gonna lose. He's gonna come in with his hands down and lose this fight. Because I was rooting for Gaethje, because I kind of like it when the underdog wins, when the old guy wins. Me being an old guy, you know,
Yeah.
like kind of, it's like win one for the old guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, but there were times during that fight when Paddy was throwing like almost like it looked like he was throwing overhand hammer
Yeah,
fists.
what the fuck was going with his right hand? I was like, he's doing like overhand hammer fists.
I don't understand this, the standing overhand hammer fist. It seems like if you're gonna throw it, and look, once again, okay, and this is the last time I'm gonna say it, I'm not a professional fighter. I don't really know what the fuck I'm talking about, to be honest, as far as other people. They could probably miss. But it seems like the Dan Henderson H-bomb, the throwing it like you
The
are
Chuck Liddell
the Chuck
fucking like
Liddell or the straight right would be more effective than the hammer
rock
fist.
'em sock 'em robot, yeah.
It just seems that way. It seemed, it was weird. It was.
It was, does he always, because I just remember watching him like, because he had openings. He had openings with Gaethje, and I would see the hammer fist coming down. I'm like, is a knuckle broken? Why the fuck is he
Maybe
throwing
he
like
broke
that?
his knuckle, I think, because that was a strange. And like, why wouldn't you just throw an elbow at that point if you broke your knuckle? It was weird. That was weird. That was weird. I'll tell you what. The UFC did a great job with their $25,000 knockout bonus before the fight. Because every fight was like ended up going for people were going. It was like six knockouts in a row to start the fight, and it
Yeah.
was like the day before he said, "All right, I'm gonna give everyone $25,000." So people definitely were like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna," you know. They started calculating. I got to give my manager this. I got to give my agent this. I got to give my lawyer this. They probably spent more than they thought they made. They're like, "Fuck it, taxes," you know. I could use that $25,000 because everyone was going for it, and it made for a more entertaining card.
I mean,
It
why not make it $50,000? You know what I mean? Why not make it $100,000? What's where's the limiting principle on this thing? Like, Jesus Christ.
100%. Now, a couple things happened. First of all, so there were like two fighters that like pulled out. One guy fainted. See the one guy faint? Some guy stepped on the scale and then he was walking off the scale.
Oh, he walked off. He fell. Yeah, yeah.
Fell. And people were saying it was the weight cut. He said it wasn't the weight cut. Right away, people were like, they're going to stop cutting weight in MMA.
Oh, listen, God.
As a guy who, or crazy weight cut, as a guy who wrestled, you know, his whole life, they're not going to get around that. People are gonna lose weight to give themselves an advantage. It's just gonna happen.
Of course.
And I don't think that's. I mean, I think Dana said people faint on their weddings. He doesn't know. He didn't even know why they fainted.
Wait, the guy denied it was the weight cut.
Yeah.
Why did he deny? Because he just didn't want any. He didn't want to. He thought he knew that Dana would like it if he denied it.
No, I don't think. Maybe it just wasn't the weight cut. Maybe like everyone
it had to be the weight cut.
Look, I was in acting class one time. And they were doing in Lee Strasberg, and we were doing this like sense memory thing where you could feel your energy. And there was a girl on her knees trying to feel the energy out of my pants, basically. And I hadn't eaten that day. And I looked down, and next thing I know, I'm looking up at the whole class. So I fainted because I just collapsed. All right. So I don't know. Just people faint. It might not have been the weight cut.
Gay?
Yeah, gay. I think that's too straight.
yeah, so, all the blood went to your dick when she was down there, and then you fainted. All right, makes sense.
So Bruce Buffer, by the way, right? So okay.
Speaking of gay,
so right away, the whole thing was kind of funny because the guy faints, so obviously they canceled that fight, and then it was supposed to be Michael Johnson was supposed to fight. Michael Johnson was supposed to fight Alex Hernandez, which would have been a great fight.
Yeah,
great fight. And they pulled it because some odd betting line came in before the fight of everyone started pushing towards Michael Johnson. And people were saying that that happened because a text from Alex's camp got leaked, allegedly saying that he was hurt. So all of a sudden, all this money went to the other guy, and they just canceled the fight.
Oh, that's right. I was wondering what – I knew they got canceled. There's some betting thing.
That's what I heard about. I don't know if that happened. People are saying that that didn't happen.
Well, how could it get leaked in such a massive way? Like, what's the forum that's spreading it? Like, it can't just be word of mouth, like whispering. Like, is there a website or something?
I don't know. Reddit? Or maybe somebody leaks it and some guy goes, fuck it. And somebody knows somebody and puts $10 million on it. I mean, because it was one of those, you know, $5 million. But it sucks.
If it's one person, that's not going to alert the UFC officials.
No, but I think it's maybe. One, I have no idea how it went down, but that fight got canceled and it sucks because that was going to be an amazing fight. That was a sleeper fight, but also like I don't know, the whole thing is just strange. The whole, you know, because that's just weird. Like, what if you want to cancel a fight, you just leak something and tell 10 people to bet? People are gonna start now betting on the fight being canceled.
there has to be some sort of like math, some algorithm that catches when a certain number of people bet a certain amount above the line or something like that. You know what I mean? Because they can't just—they're not just looking at it. It has to be
open the door for like crazy ex-girlfriends or wives to like leak out that the person's hurt, and everyone starts betting it, and now all of a sudden the guy can't fight. I mean, it just seems like this is a slippery slope. I know it's better than the fight happening and then all of a sudden it being investigated and. They ban gambling in Canada because of it or something, but it's just that was weird. But the whole it was actually pretty funny because there was like leaking and then all of a sudden right away the fight starts with Bruce Buffer announcing the wrong guys. So he said this guy he had the wrong order. So I'm like, oh, this is gonna be a card, right? This is because we got this guy. So now
I missed that. So the guy was like, wait, you're talking about me.
Well, I don't think he saw it because the camera was just on him. So right away. And then what sucked about the Paramount deal is now because it's $70 for the whole year or something. It's just commercial.
Oh yeah.
They're not showing the walkouts anymore. They're just because I guess that's when they put the commercials in.
Wait, I saw Patty's walkout though.
I think a couple of them, but some of them they weren't showing.
Yeah.
And then it was also like. They weren't showing the walkouts. It was the commercials. And then And then they were trying to fill time because the two fights got canceled. So if two fights get canceled, just cancel the, just start the event later. Because next thing I know, I love Bisping. He's a friend of mine, but he's dancing in the middle of the octagon to like to that Russian chick. He's doing ballet. People are like fucking juggling. It was like they're playing cards, doing impressions. I'm like, what is this? I mean, the fucking open mic. Like, it's like this is bullshit. Because you got everyone excited, and you're like, I'm just waiting for an hour for it to start. So that was annoying. Oh, by the way, so Josh Barnett, and I look, Josh Barnett's a legend and a fucking smart guy. And I've hung out with Josh Barnett before, and he's one guy that like I would never want to fuck with because he's
Yeah, I
so
heard he's crazy. Like, not in a bad way, but like he's actually like such a fucking, he will fight.
he's brilliant. He's brilliant. But the way he started fighting was he was in Washington and couldn't get anyone to train with him. So he would just challenge people on MySpace to go to the local YMCA to fight in their weight room to practice. So people are like, there's like kids swimming going on, and then these two giants are fighting, and you could see the, like the window. This okay, random guys on MySpace. Like that's the kind of psycho this guy is. And he's not the guy that you want to fuck with. Like he's just the guy that he's basically Dexter in Josh Barnett's, and he might be killing people right now. I don't know. But anyway, so he writes, that was the worst UFC main event in a while. He goes, two capable and dynamic finishers fighting like a couple of newbies. Such a terrible display. Stretch over five awful rounds. This was a match for the prelims.
Does he usually talk shit about the fights, or this is like.
Never, never, never. He never does. You know what? But I don't, look, I enjoyed the fight, the main event. I enjoyed Patty, but it was like not the best technique. I mean, it wasn't the best technique.
But Justin was playing his game. I mean, Justin, I felt like that he wasn't, you thought he was like way off.
I think his game worked in this fight versus Patty, but coming in with your hands down and your head up and just swinging for the fences is probably not going to work against Armand Sarukian
Ilya.
or Ilya Topuria. He just found the right guy. So and he won the fight. So how are you going to argue with that, right? But I could also see. So then Matt Brown comes in, and Matt Brown also, these are two guys that would be fighters in any division. Like literally, these guys also a psychopath. Like Matt Brown and Josh Barnett would have been hunters or Vikings or.
Yeah, of course.
Like they're not, they're kind of like they're in that Don Fry camp. They're not as manly as Don Fry, but they're in that camp of people. So then Matt Brown says that was one of the most entertaining championship fights, and he puts championship in quotes because it really wasn't the championship fight because
Well,
Ilya.
it's an interim belt, right?
I've never seen, but I've seen better technique at local shows. No hate, I'm just saying.
I
So.
mean, it's not wrong.
Yeah, and then Ilya Topuria, I keep putting an N there. So he was the champ, and then he took time out because he's fighting with his ex, and they're fighting over custody, and it's.
Wait, can we talk about that real quick? What did she accuse him of domestic abuse, or is there like,
I don't think, no, I don't think so.
it's
I don't
just
think.
it's a custody battle, and he's taking time off just to argue
I
about.
think custody battles are different in Europe. I don't know. It just seems like it's they're even worse.
Yeah,
Anyway,
it's
so.
yeah.
So he writes Little Sausage, and I think that's what he's calling Patty. The only thing you got to do is be a 38-year-old guy. You lost the biggest paycheck of your life. You were going to get rich if you won. Justin, all I can say is congratulations. I'd like to tell you to get ready, but you're screwed no matter what. Kind of has a point.
I agree. Wait, Patty Pimlet's 38. Oh no. Oh,
all he has to
Justin's
do is
38.
beat Justin. Yeah. So, I mean, but Ilya, this is your fault. You're 17 and 0, and you're the champion. And whether it's your fault, or whether your ex, whatever it is, you're the one who needed time off for this to happen. So you can't say, like,
Where's Ilya from again? What country?
I think from Spain.
Oh, Spain. Okay.
Now, the O'Malley looked good. I'm happy for Sean O'Malley. That was a good fight.
Yeah, he's back.
Now, Josh Hokit, We got to talk about him. Did you see his thing?
I heard about it. I missed it. I was working.
So, all right, this Josh Hokett guy is something else. Like he's undefeated. He's a 2-time All-American wrestler. So so obviously he's not just some like schlub who came out, who 2-time All-American, and I think he was a former NFL athlete, and he was a Bellator, and Bellator, right? So this was his. And I support this. This guy is ridiculous, but he's entertaining. If you could do this and actually make it work for you and keep winning, as long as he keeps winning, he could keep doing this bullshit. So
yeah.
All right. So here we go.
Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you could do is go to an NFL playoff game. Okay. You get to go with other fans. You have fun. You take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it, you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events. All right, they have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat view, so you're not like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot. Whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, et cetera. All right, go to Game Time Picks. All right, they make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now.
This was Josh Hokett's speech. Hold on. Do you hear this?
It's kind of breaking up. I could hear a little.
The one who can end world hunger, the bee's knees, the big cheese, and me losing in a fist fight. Huh? N-word, please.
All right. So, I mean, that was nice. At least he said N-word, please, right?
Because that
would have been really bad. So at least he had he's the one that could end world hunger. If this guy is ending world hunger, we're all starving, but okay.
I got the plums the size of drums in a division 4 of Tweedledees and Tweedledums.
Like, how long did he take to memorize this? Like,
he's got a whole poem going on.
On Paramount Plus, where I will make the viewer combust with one thrust. And I got one name on my mind. He's a deadbeat father, not to one kid, but to 9. Waldo Cortez.
I don't think he has 9 kids, and nor is he a deadbeat a father to 9 kids, to Waldo. Okay. Okay.
You absolutely suck, and that's the bottom line. And P.S., Brittany Griner is a man.
What the fuck is that? That PS is the weirdest PS. I mean, it was already weird. What does Brittany Griner have to do with anything? Is the other guy married to Brittany Griner? Why? What a random thing to talk about. That's so bizarre.
Brittany Griner's a man. I mean, there was no reason to put Brittany Griner.
Catching strays.
I laughed so hard. I was laughing all day. I'm sorry. Like, Cormier couldn't even. They went back to Cormier. Cormier was like in tears. I mean, okay. So he goes out. He kills this guy. He's fighting this guy, this enormous black guy who's supposed to be this Greco-Roman wrestler. The guy was a punching bag. He ragdolled him. Like,
yeah.
It was
The guy got cut from the UFC. You were wondering how the other guy made the UFC, and he actually won a fight in the UFC. So he completely – and then the first round with like 5 seconds – he's on top of him hitting him, right? He's hitting him on top. Then he goes and spanks him with a fist, like his ass. Like the guy was like on all fours, and he hits the guy like through his legs in the asshole, right? And then when he's about to go back to – the fight's about to – should have been stopped – he gives the guy the middle finger. He gives him the middle finger, and then the guy fucking like flies back. It was like the middle finger of doom, and they stopped the fight. So he essentially won by middle finger.
What the hell?
Yeah. He won by middle finger, and he spanked the guy in the ass, and then he makes this speech. and Brittany Griner is a man, had nothing to do with any of this. Like, literally, there was no point of having Brittany Griner being a man. And it's funny because I told like six people about that, and they're like, you know, she might be.
Investigation. We're going to do an investigation to find out.
Even Rogan was like, he even like, Brittany Griner had nothing. He goes, she got. Leave Brittany Griner alone. Do you remember his like first speech he made?
I remember it was also something crazy like that too. Yeah.
Lucky for you,
he's auditioning for a career in WWE. Clearly,
I mean, like, but he's winning, and nobody's even come close to beating. I mean, he hasn't beat anybody really good.
He's only had two fights in UFC, right?
Three. He's had three. He's had three fights, and I don't know if they count the contender one, but the one to get into the UFC. But he is 8-0 though. Like that's the thing. It's like he hasn't had that many fights.
Wow.
But he's a 2-time All American wrestler. That's the thing.
So what's his style? Just ground and pound? He's like take him down, ground and pound.
No, he's got power. He's got like legit power in his hands. And he's not just like he wins his fights pretty exciting. All right. So Mayhem is here. All right. So we're going to play his first one. Hold on. This is his first. Let's go share. All right. This is the first thing.
Take note, Mayhem. This is how you should have shit talked back in the day.
So here's the first one he won.
Dana White have decided to get rid of this unentertaining heavyweight division. And instead, we're going to create the Incredible Hulk division. But my opponents won't be these lazy, boring heavyweights. My opponents will be sex traffickers, pedophiles, rapists. Hell, you can even throw the transgenders in there. Line them all up. And one by one, I give them a good old American beatdown inside the octagon to show the world that there's consequences for these types of behaviors in America. His partner,
like, what the fuck?
First of all, what was she going to say then? Like, okay,
like my opponents will be pedophiles and sex traffickers
and then transgenders getting strays too. Like, what are they? They just fucking chop their dicks off.
You know, like, and they're not even his weight class. There's not even a division of transgender, like. Heavyweight division in MMA. I mean, they might be, but Mayhem, did you see his speech the other day?
Bro, he's talking about the Intercontinental Transgender Champion of the World.
But did you see what he said? Brittany Griner's a man for no reason.
Yo, man, hey, listen here. Brittany Griner has androgynous features, I'll tell you that much. She is a very strong woman. Listen, if any woman could probably whoop my ass pretty good, it would be Brittany Griner with a two-piece. Oh, my God. Bro, she's hitting you from another state. Her fucking arm is so long. Bro, she is a magnificent athlete and 100% woman.
But what do you think about Josh? I mean, the thing is her voice. Her voice throws you a little bit because, like, she's got
whose voice?
Brittany Griner, she's got
you know how I know you're gay? You watch WNBA highlights.
Oh, no, but yeah, I love the WNBA. It's entertaining as hell. It's a lot of bounce passes. It kind of reminds me of how the NBA was when there was
in the 50s.
No black people. It was us all funny. Like fucking plays and threes.
That's funny as shit. That's so true.
But
Brittany Griner, as far as her voice, she's got like a really deep voice. That's what you're like. She's like, yeah, you know. Have you ever heard her speak or no?
I believe, yeah, one time when I was like hot dogging at her at that WNBA game.
Oh, that's right. You had a whole thing.
It was like, listen, me and her have a special relationship. I was completely dogging her the whole time, like giving her like little snide remarks, like, let someone else play, Brittany. She doesn't even pass the ball. It's like she's the only girl out there. You know, it's like a junior high girl versus a bunch of elementary kids.
Dude, you're not lying. But what did you think of Josh Hoke's performance and the whole speech afterwards, for real?
I don't know.
Oh. What did you think of the main event?
Look, God bless it. Did I get warped, man? Look, I saw an AI photo of Justin Gaethje looking emaciated. Like, it was AI. I got fooled. I thought that Paddy Pimblett was the next coming of Jesus H. W. Bush Christ, you know, and it wasn't.
Well, we went over this. I think a lot of times, first of all, I think Paddy is a really good fighter, but the fight that he fought last time was against Chandler, who's not the same Michael Chandler. Then before that, he kind of caught Bobby Green in a triangle, and Green's not a shooter. He never shoots ever. And before that, he fought Tony Ferguson. So I think they were.
They've been building them on guys. But listen, the part about being built upon guys is that, okay, you've got to get better in each fight and learn more in each fight. You're not gifted these, right? You have to go out there and finish the guy, right? Okay, he's older than you, a little slower, but he's a veteran. And Justin Gaethje proved to everyone that veteran know-how can overcome youth. You know,
was there a moment though? Because there was a couple moments where I thought that when Gaethje hurt him first and then went in, I'm like, oh no, he's gonna get caught. He's coming in with his head up, his hands are down, he's throwing wide shots, and I'm like, oh no.
An older fighter is finished in that situation. You understand? Yeah. His youth got him through. His strength, and he's got a lot of heart. Yeah, he's got a lot of heart. They only say that when you get it whooped pretty good, you know?
Yeah. But didn't you think for a second that Gaethje might get caught, though?
Oh, of course. Of course. See, my thinking, all right, was that, you know, Gaethje, because of the max knockout, this is heavy on a fighter to lose like this. And, to, you know, especially just simply on the brain, it is. So I thought maybe there's a possibility that Paddy Pimblett would kick him. You know, I'm thinking, I watched Gaethje's tape. I say, man, Gaethje ducks to the right like that. Oh, my God. He keeps ducking. You can send one at him. That's why I thought for sure his camp would have thought of that. And also, his wrestling was kind of sloppy. And then his technique with punching was sloppy. Like, I would love to get him in the gym for a while and tighten that up. Because this guy is raw talent, you know, and I don't know, you know, the guys get stuck in the same training camp all the time. And they love it. They're treated really well, and it's good for them, nourishing for their, like, feel like they have a family. But, bro, this is a fight sport. You need, like, to go to the mean kickbox. Come over, bro. Come over.
As far as Paddy's standing hammer fist, right? Because it seemed like whenever I watched
the mayhem, huh?
It seemed like when I used to watch Dan Henderson throw an H-bomb or just other guys throw a straight right, like a GSP. Whereas Paddy, is that an effective punch or?
Well, not the way he's doing it. There's a whole science to that. And you'll be seeing it soon coming to my students because that hit the streets through us. Like Nadal was hammer fisting the guy. Man, he completely changed the whole game that night because in the heavyweight division, a man 6'5" putting this technique on a guy 6'2", it's a big difference. It's a big difference. At the lighter weights, there's some other ways to use that technique. I've practiced it. I've started having guys using it, but I don't think he's got it down quite yet.
But that is an actually effective technique.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I'll tell you a fight that I was, like, disappointed. I think he took a dive. I'm sorry. Derek Lewis, it was almost like he was like, all right, first time I get hit hard, I'm going to go down. And then he forgot that. So he's like, all right, I'm just going to go down to a jab. Because that was strange. That was a what happened?
Well, Joe, Bill, before I go on my run on sentences, I normally do.
But, by the way, real quick, Brittany Griner.
Real game and everything. Your love from, you know, the fans when I came out was amazing.
That's all woman.
Well, that's pretty deep point.
I mean, listen, if you can't imagine that whispering in your ear, you know, sweet nothings, then you're just not an American. I'm telling you, man. Hey, Bill, I'm too bad she's gay. I'm telling you, man. I might have married a whole different woman.
So, Bill, you're muted. You muted yourself, I think. Are you at an airport or something?
Moving around, I didn't want to.
Okay, what did you think of the Derek Lewis fight? All right, so Bill's frozen.
Unfortunately, I missed that fight.
Oh, okay, so Jason.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, no, all right. Here's my little thought about that. Nah, look closer. Look closer. He got jabbed. His knee buckled and went weird. One knee. And he, like, lifted up his leg and sat down because his knee was injured.
Oh.
That's what it looked like to me. But also, that could just be his knee gave out a bit. And then he just decided to sit down. The real thought was, I figured he had the what for to do the get the fuck up still, right? Even at 40, I thought he could just get the fuck up, but he was done. He was done. He like decided, enough. This is a hard ass job and my balls is hot.
Dude, that other guy is the guy I've been telling you about for years. The guy that throws the pitcher.
Waldo?
Yeah, he's the pitcher. Yeah.
Oh man, Nadal ain't scared of him. Damn.
He's the guy that just spams over.
He's an interesting fighter. I know he spams it, but yeah, not falling for that. Damn, that's an easy one. I think he's a great athlete, and he's like good. I don't think his game is very developed yet to be able to take on the top guys. And I know what I got. So it's interesting that that the Waldo, you know, and his fundamentals look like they're coming in, look big, but his, you know, like you said, he looks like a baseball player. He looks like he just rushed the mound right now. You know what I'm saying? He looks like a Cubano Babe Ruth.
That's hilarious. All right, and then also the Silva versus Arnold Allen. So Silva, before his fight, told everyone he took a test and found out he's autistic, which, I mean, why would you take that test 3 days before your fight? Also, what is that? But maybe if you're autistic, you're taking that test 3 days before your fight. So maybe that's just.
Also, it's not a blood test. It's like a written test.
No, no, no. You spit in a tube and you send it out to 23andMe.
So he said he found out he has autism. And he says the other guy had autism also. And so it'll be the first autistic big fight, right? Which.
Wait, is this for the umph? Belt? Is it for the umph middleweight title?
Yes.
The autistic motherfucker?
This fight is for the spectrum.
Everyone's autistic now. It's bullshit.
But it was a great fight. In the last 10 seconds, the guy kind of turtled up, and he jumped on his back and then surfed off them. Like, he did like a surf.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's an old move people do in jiu-jitsu to mess with people.
Yeah, that's a jiu-jitsu what's up, bro. That's in the jacket where you like you hold on to the side of his shoulders and you can stand on him like,
yeah, it's how you humiliate an opponent in jiu-jitsu is you stand on the back.
Yeah. Oh, you clock choke him into infinity, and then even if he doesn't choke him out, then you just jump off and do the fucking cowabunga.
Oh, I thought maybe that was like an autistic way of him fighting.
No,
it is. It's autism speaks and surfs.
Autism speaks and surfs.
Right. We should start autism surfs.
All right. That's.
Are you marking that? Are you marking that to delete?
No, I'm not marking at all. I'm not marking at all. I'm not 100% not marking that. Now, did you guys see the Adam 22 versus Jason Love boxing match? Did you guys see this?
I saw that. What was that about?
So, all right, Adam Love is a guy that has a podcast called No Jumper. It's a popular podcast. And I guess he started off where he was like, it would always be like him banging two chicks, right? Like, And I'm like, and so you could see his dick everywhere and stuff, and he's fucking all these girls, and eventually
The podcast started with him fucking two chicks.
he would always bang two girls on the podcast, or like, or post about it. He would basically interview a girl, and then him and his wife, whose name Lena the Plug, would like bang a chick on the podcast. That was like they were basically like an interview to them fucking, right? That was sort of a two for one. So then somehow Lena was like, "Well, I want to bang dudes," and he agreed to it. He's like, "Well, it's only fair because I fuck girls, so you should be able to fuck dudes." So she ends up banging this like huge like black dude named Jason Love, and somehow Adam gets jealous of this, right? Even though he helped orchestrate the whole thing. So then they had a boxing match, and it was based they had a boxing match where he was gonna win, and for his honor, and you fucked my wife, and this and that, and people like Aiden Ross is the streamer. It was on his card, and so they
Who
had
trained him for that?
so this was
Did his wife hold? Did his wife hold the mitts for the other guy?
his wife was the ring girl.
Perfect. Yeah, this
So
guy is really taking cuckoldry to a new level. The art of cuckold.
this was the fight. So it goes 30 seconds.
I can't see this shit.
Can you guys see?
Zoom that thing, bro. Fuck, a little tiny square.
How about now?
Yeah.
Yeah, run. All right.
Okay.
Well, this black dude looks like he's got some fundamentals.
The
The broccoli head kid in the—that's the cheering section. Oh my God. Oh, he just got pummeled. Not even close. Like, what the fuck? You can't cheat or anything.
So that was the whole fight.
That was the
I
whole
didn't
fight?
see it. That was trash.
That
That was
was
trash. That was
so
trash.
he got hit once. I'll tell you, we'll start again. Here.
Matt
Bro,
Rife is
listen,
there.
stop. Stop. I don't even want to see this. It's like making my technique go down.
And he says, look, and after the fight, he's like, look, the other guy was the better man. I'm like, you think?
Better? Better by how much? Like, bro, this is the bottom of the barrel, bro. God damn, no
Does
wonder they
that mean
predicted
that
the
guy gets to fuck
apocalypse.
his wife? Does that guy get to fuck his wife again now?
I don't know. Well, his wife said she blew him on the way back after the fight. And now Aiden didn't want to pay him because he didn't try, but I guess he did get paid. I don't know. The whole thing was like, I mean, they have kids. Like, at what point you have to, hey, tell your kid, yeah, I let people fuck mommy, and the guy who fucked mommy beat the shit out of me.
It's a very strange, yeah. I mean, what, does he get to be in Hollywood after this?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, yeah, it's just the whole thing was sad. Don't let people
Did he make
fuck.
a lot of money? It looked like a sold-out arena of like six broccoli-headed, streamer, Twitch streamers. It looked like six broccoli-headed FaZe Clan operators.
Guys, don't let people fuck your wife. And if you do,
Yeah.
don't any.
Well, that's the words to live by, huh? Jesus Christ.
If they do fuck your wife, don't let them beat you up afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh,
It just
my God.
it's all bad. It's all bad. We got it. Now it's time for the news section. Sydney Sweeney yesterday posted that she went up to the Hollywood sign and laced it with bras to promote her new lingerie line, which Jeff Bezos is behind. She might be getting arrested for this. Like they're saying, you're not allowed to do that. I said, not only is LA full of tents, now guys are pitching them.
Bro, hey, listen, if she's getting busted, I'm gonna go piss on the courthouse right now. I wanna be there. I wanna be there when she shows up through the bubble. You know what I mean? Like we're walking through. I cannot wait. I can't wait.
I
I
mean,
hopefully I get to, you know what? I'm actually gonna change up, put a cop uniform, and maybe I'll get to do the strip surgery.
she's an A-list actress. Like, what does she need
Man,
to go to the Hollywood
she's a
sign?
trip. Hey, bro, she is a triple D-list actress, bro. She has got to pay the price.
Hey, Bill, you're an
Bro, am I?
actor. What are people?
Yeah.
Would you ever think of like Marilyn Monroe doing this, or people that you grew up with? Zsa Gabor.
I mean, I don't really understand what the fuck. Does everyone have to be a multi-hoffet? Does every actor also have to be a CEO now? An entrepreneur, an activist? Is that the deal? Say, why can't they just be hot and shut up and say their fucking lines?
I mean, because well,
Wait.
if Jeff Bezos behind it, he's probably getting,
Yes.
20, 30 million. I mean,
What do you mean?
he's an investor
Yeah.
in like the bra company. So he's probably like, okay, do this and I'll bail you out, or if you get in trouble or whatever. Here's, but does this hurt her brand, or
Wait, were you
does
gonna?
No,
She
not at
didn't.
all. Not at all. You know, she's fine. Something like that won't hurt. I mean, I think the American Eagle probably hurt her brand more than that, or that shitty
No
boxing movie she did.
way.
That boxing movie,
Strengthening.
that Christie movie
Yeah.
she did. Yeah.
So
She's
here's
not a
how.
good actress either, so she needs all the help she can get.
Really?
No. She
Terrible.
needs to always play a slack-jawed, slack-eyed, ditzy lady.
Yes.
That's what we want to
Yes.
see. We want to see
Yes.
your jugs. Oh, you're the best.
So
You're
this
the
is
best.
what,
You're the American. Yeah, she is Marilyn today, bro. That's
I
what's
mean, this
up.
is what she puts up. She puts up for our seductress, romantic, playful
Yeah,
company.
she knows her brand. Like, we're not really wanting you to be a damn Oscar award-winning. We want you to do that. Man, make this lady a superhero with jiggle physics. You get what I'm saying? Like, hurry up. She needs to be Mrs. Fantastico. Like, I don't know. So call her something Electra. Oh, do an Electra again, right? Skin tight suit. Game
I
over.
mean, this is a
Blonde
pretty
headed
good, I
lady.
mean, I'm not gonna lie, this is a pretty good picture.
Yeah, bro, we all like that. We're American. We're brainwashed into liking this. Now, this, not so much.
Why?
Look how
Why do you?
pointed, look how pointed her fucking elbows are. Oh, she's disgusting. Never
So this is
mind.
her going to the
Oh,
Hollywood
totally
sign.
ick.
This is what she did, the Hollywood
Totally
sign.
ick.
This is the video. She goes into the Hollywood sign. Here she is. She goes up there.
Did she go, I'm Sydney Sweeney, and this is Jackass.
Good boy.
Did you say good boy? Yeah, so yeah, man, this is a pretty cool Blair Witch project. I'm gonna tell you what, I'll do it again.
Imagine she got like detained
Hey.
by ICE, like while just.
Yo, listen, what do you think the chances are if I jump up there, right, in a jock strap and string my jock straps across there, I won't be doing 3 to 5 in Chino. Fucking
Dude.
pretty privilege is real.
Dude, I mean, yeah. So she did this to put bras up there, filmed it. I mean, this is not really gonna, not the smartest person as far as doing crimes, I guess.
Listen, look at her face, Adam. She's got it. Hey, she don't have downs, but she fucking got a touch of it.
She's down adjacent for sure. There's something going on with
Right?
that face.
By the droopy ass fetal alcohol face, I like it. It's endearing.
Dude, this is your mayhem. You are hilarious.
I'm on fire right now, bro. I'm waiting.
You really are. All right. So then, all right. So, all right. Other the Holocaust Museum went off on Tim Walz.
Nice segue, bro. That's solid, bro. It's like you're a pro at this.
A pro. The Holocaust Museum went off on Tim Walz for comparing Minnesota migrants to Anne Frank in Nazi Germany. Walz apologized, as he's got a lot of leering to do.
Why
But there is.
wait, they're all getting their periods at the same time?
So yeah.
Yeah.
So he compared, basically, he compared ICE to Nazis and the whole thing about Anne
You
Frank.
know what's crazy too? He goes, it's a children's story. Anne Frank, someone's writing a children's story right now about, and I'm like, Diary of Anne Frank is not a children's story, you fucking idiot.
What
What are you
the
talking about?
hell? Yeah,
It's a
you really
story
want that
written by a
Winston and Adam.
child.
Yeah,
You don't think Dr. Seuss presents Anne Frank
there's no gumdrop forest in the Anne Frank tale, I hate to tell you. Oh my God, man. That's a nightmare.
All right, and more news. Over the weekend, Mamdani, the New York City mayor, advised New Yorkers to stay home during the storm and read Heated Rivalry, which is the novel about gay hockey players. I don't know if you
By
guys.
the way, I've been watching this. I watched the first episode.
How is it?
It is literally like it's gayer than 8 guys fucking 9 guys. It is the gayest thing you'll ever see. I mean, by the end of it,
Bro,
I was like,
please
am I gay?
stop talking about the New York Jets like that.
Wait, why would 8 guys be fucking 9 guys the gay? Why would that
Because,
be
bro,
different
that's
than 8 guys fucking 8 guys? Or like, why eight
no,
guys?
because
well, because if
the
one
ninth guy's on the
has
side just like watching, jerking off. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to make sense. The point is, it's that gay.
I mean, hold on. All right, we'll talk about that. But eight guys,
Is Kevin Spacey Tom Cruise in a vat of butter fucking gay?
Wait. Kevin Spacey Tom Cruise. Well, then we got to have Arnold Schwarzenegger in the mix. Who else do you got, Adam?
You got Adam, like, as in Adam? Like, I know, I'm no, not
like, I, like, let me this way. I was like, it's a cultural phenomenon, this show, Heated Rivalry. It's a big thing. People, I'm like, oh, I want to know what's in the zeitgeist. So I watch it. It's
Let me explain, though, because there's a background to this type of, because it's a book.
Yes.
And it comes from, there's Japanese cult. They do this all the time. They have like a gay, like, right, like a gay romantic book that girls like, because they get to imagine what it's like to be a guy, sort of. So, you know, if there's some kind of, I don't know. They hit the right spot at the right time in this cultural environment.
I tell you what, a lot of spots have been hit in this fucking series because, holy shit.
They fuck all the time, bro.
They have gay sex in it?
Remember Brokeback Mountain, they had the scene where he licks his hand?
No, I don't remember that at all. I never watched that.
I never saw it, yeah.
Well, Brokeback Mountain, there's one gay sex scene. Everyone's like, there's literally like three gay sex scenes an episode, and it's literally like, the guy's like, is my dick too big for your little asshole as he's sliding it in?
Really?
Oh yeah, but it's like really well produced and like it's like high quality. So you're like, am I gay or am I just watching art? You know what I mean?
We got to do a gay for the MMA awards, which I don't know when they are. We got to do a gay MMA spoof, like a heated MMA rivalry. Like that would be.
Oh my god, bro! I'm not volunteering.
With Mayhem, Mayhem and Bisping as the stars. So. They start fucking. And all of a sudden,
like whispering in his ear, telling him some dirty stuff to him. God damn, bro, you're just the worst.
I'll say this: if anyone watching this is worried that they might be gay, watch that show. Because if you're not gay by the end of that show, then you're definitely straight.
I can't believe you watched that, though. I mean, as soon as the guy, I was starting were you laughing?
He's teasing himself to become gay. He's like whipping it up.
He's like, I already became Jewish. That didn't work. Yeah. I think I got to become gay.
He's going to break through the leading man any day now in a heated rivalry.
I mean, don't you think that now the whole thing about it, I mean, the name is great, though. Heated Rivalry is a funny name.
Are the actors gay?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're not gay when they started, they're gay
now.
Not
only are they gay,
they are now.
They're not gay. They got chose this week to carry the torch in the Olympics. They're actually in Italy right now. Shit.
Are you serious?
I swear. I'm like, and that joke was like.
Well, they are flaming.
Yes, exactly. They're in Italy right now. Carrying the torch.
Oh, man, Greece is so close. Greece is so close.
But yeah, so Heated Rivalry. But the thing is, did you start laughing? Because I would probably start laughing if I was watching it. You were like, if I'm uncomfortable,
no,
I start
listen.
Laughing.
The filmmaking wise, like filmmaking wise, remember that movie when Jim Carrey was gay with what's his name? That was so artful and let me understand a love story between men. I said, okay, I get it.
Wait, was because it Jim Carrey or Tom Hanks?
Jim Carrey. They show them butt fucking for 10 minutes at a time.
No, they are. I know that. My lady is telling me that exactly that. That they're just all like, they just banged in this show. And listen, I walked in on it one time with a laundry basket. I just dropped that shit on the floor and turned, took one. But I was like, what are you watching? Damn.
When you dropped the laundry basket, did it hit your boner first?
Actually, it got caught on one, and it took a while tipping.
So, all right, it's been reported that Bad Bunny plans on wearing a dress during the Super Bowl halftime show in order to honor queer icons.
That's cool, man. Bad Bunny can get away with anything, bro. That guy, hey, I wouldn't let Bad Bunny hang out around my girl.
But I mean, but
you know what I'm saying? This
but Super Bowl
like
halftime. First, they're gonna have Green Day open up, right? So they're gonna say like F Trump or something, and then it's the halftime show. The guy's gonna be doing it all in Spanish, wearing a dress. I mean, like how people are gonna be?
I hope the dress that he wears is exactly the same one Bugs Bunny wears, and the fruit on his head, and dances with maracas. You know, I don't want to see anything short of that. Look, it's a big troll. They had Kendrick last year. Look, the culture is so bipolar that, okay, fine, the Super Bowl show is gay now, whatever. You know, and then all this stuff is, you know, it's kind of like that. This is America.
So, do you guys know that? So, San Francisco, there's a girl that's the health czar. Have you guys seen her? So, this
Sorry,
woman,
nope.
Her name is Virgie Tovar.
Did she eat the former vegan czar, or like, you know what I mean? How do they determine this? Did she kill her way to the top, like they like should be?
She's the health czar of San Francisco, founder of Body Image Reset. Here she is, and she has a picture that says glorify obesity, believing that I and other plus size humans deserve to exist and thrive without shame or expectations that we change our bodies. This is the person in charge of health in San Francisco.
And she's sponsored by Mars? You know what I mean? Like, what the hell, bro? Is that, she's like made of M&Ms. Like, that's the health bizarre?
Yes.
How many gummies do you gotta eat? You know what I mean? Like, she's just eating vitamins all day. I don't know what the hell is propping her up. You know what I mean? You look like an inflatable Grimace suit, right? God damn, she could be, hey, she could be the mascot for like diabetes drug or something.
Like,
I don't know, bro. You could turn her sideways and roll her down into this juicing machine and get about 45 gallons of fucking Stay Puft marshmallow out of that.
I mean, there's got to be a better title for her than health czar. I mean, at a certain
point,
like,
health, maybe relaxation king. You know what I mean? Like, queen, sorry. You know, I didn't mean to misgender that, but maybe she could be, you know, some type of big boy sort of logo on top of the health building for like what not to do.
Yeah, like,
but maybe possibly she's got a thyroid condition.
Maybe.
Maybe there's something in her pineal gland that won't stop running and just makes her eat a Mars bar a second. Hey, but possibly, you know, I just dropped my phone. I got so excited about this lady. Look, it's her choice, okay? And on top of that, if you're the health czar, does that come with insurance? Because they got GLP, LMNOP, PCP. Get on something, lady. You need to fix yourself before you fix anyone else. Hey, when they you pull your mask on first, then help the children, okay? Let's get you on a treadmill. We're going to have a walking desk. I got a whole plan laid out for you. Don't worry. I'm not being mean. This fitness coach mayhem. I'm going to get you in shape.
Maybe that's the whole point, is they put her in fat so by the end of her term, she's skinny.
Yeah. Hey, it's like her 24-hour fitness, you know, that's where she works now. If you're the health czar, I'm thinking you have a throne made of fucking weights, you know what I mean?
I mean, who do they have people down that were like in super shape, and then they have her, and they're like, that's our health czar? I mean,
I'd rather have Alex Jones as the health czar than this lady. At least he's like taking steroids and shit. Like, this lady hasn't taken a goddamn step off her desk for 42 nights. God bless her heart. I'm saying this with love. I'm not trying to be mean to her. I'm saying you live longer, your joints won't wear out. I had back pain forever when I was 280 pounds. All right. I didn't need to take pills. I need to lose 100 pounds. So I did it. You can do it. I don't know. I turned this into a philosophical
mayhem
discussion about obesity.
I can't think
obesity.
of a better person that if I want to get in good shape, who I would go to than you.
Bro, I'm a maniac, bro. I'm a maniac because now I'm in shape. So now no one has any excuse not to be in shape. If I can fix it, buddy, you can too.
All right. And finally, there's a true crime themed restaurant.
No.
Or you could order the final meals of some of history's most reviled criminals.
I'll have an Ed Gein. Can I get an Ed Gein with a side of Dahmer? Can I get a Dahmer Coke?
They have chicken fingers.
it's just a Coke Zero with a Filipino boy's fingers in it.
But like, they opened a second location.
Goddamn right. Hey, you goddamn right, because you always want to take the body to a second location and get rid of it.
Would you eat there, Bill? Are you on a bicycle?
I'm on a bike, yeah.
He is always on a bike. What a fucking Jolly Rancher.
All right,
that's what he looks like.
Jason, what do you have coming up?
I don't know, man. I got a show tonight, tomorrow night. God, book me on a comedy show. Adam, I'm good.
All right, cool. This Saturday night, I'm
at. Holy son of a bitch. I just dropped the phone. I got to go, man. I love you guys. Hey, Bill, I miss you guys. Let's get together soon, please.
Love that. I would love that.
Bye, man.
This Saturday night.
Call me off the air. Call me off.
All right, this Saturday night, I'm at Soul Joel's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Then next week, I'm in Tulsa at the Tulsa Looney Bin. And after that, in where am I? In March, I'm in Boise. No, Boise. I'm in Des Moines, Iowa at the Funny Bone. Bill, what do you have coming up?
I'm going to be in Tacoma at the, I think, Funny Bone this weekend. You know, I'm going to be in Peoria, Illinois for a month shooting a movie. So do you know the comedy club there?
In Peoria,
I think it's
Illinois.
Called Jukebox.
I don't know, but I have a... I got three other ones in Illinois that I hook you up with.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations on the movie.
I mean, hey, man, I only say congratulations when it's shot and when it's bought, because otherwise it's just, what is it? It's nothing, you know?
All right. Well, glasses definitely half full in your life. So, listen, thank you guys, and I hope you guys have a great week. Take care, guys. You're the best.
Bye.